Well, kia ora tātou. Welcome back into the program. I'm lucky enough to be joined by Lara Dolan. She's the CEO of Budgeting and Family Support at Mangere Budgeting Services Trust. This trust has a long and illustrious history and career in supporting people, regardless of their colour, culture, or creed. And they help anyone at any time that they can under very stretched and difficult circumstances. So I just wanted to welcome you into the program, Lara, with that bit of a background, and just say, well, who is Lara, and what does the budget and family support Mangere Budgeting Services do?
Kia ora, John. Thank you so much for having me. So, ko Lara Tukuina, I am a chief executive of Mangere Budgeting Services Trust. And as you say, the trust have been established long time ago, and we provide financial mentoring services to community, financial education. We have food hub, and we also provide housing support and community connection services and counseling as well. Majority of our clients are coming from Mangere in South Auckland, and 60% of them identified as Pacifica and 24% as Maori.
Gee, 84% Polynesian. So tell me, what does life look like in the street at the moment? We hear difficulties. Most of us know, but luckily enough, some of us have, God bless us, got more and better incomes. But so what does life look like out there for the folk that you're trying to support?
So what we have noticed lately is that we are supporting now 30% more of whānau in needs. And the main reason why people coming through our door are cost of living crisis, reduction in their income, which is still potentially lingering there from COVID, and also debt level, the high level of debt that people having. And therefore, by the time they pay for their like rent and food, if they have any money left, and nothing, they can't do anything about that, and therefore they get themselves in this spiraling debt hole.
Okay, so give me an example of, say, no naming names, but say a whānau that turns up to you, and is it their fault that they're not budgeting properly?
No, it's not their fault because their income is less of outgoings. It's like simply not enough money to cover your necessary stuff, such as your shelter, such as your power, such as your food.
Yes, a lot of
It's a
people.
gap.
Yes, a lot of people living in different suburbs would argue that they're spending too much on pokies, on booze, on things that they shouldn't be. They're doing the wrong things. What, is there any truth to that?
Some people do have mental health issues because you know that pokey and booze, those are mental health addictions, which we can help as well with that because we have our counselors. But majority of it's just your everyday people who got themselves potentially in the trouble with irresponsible lenders out there. And also because the income is lower than the requirements for life in the nowadays because of prices over there. Prices of food are so huge.
Yeah, look, you've sent a note to us in regard to tomatoes doubling in prices, cost of eggs up 70%, cost of living, like just rent costs, cost of electricity. You see, it's the multiple cuts, isn't it? It's not one problem in and of itself, but it's multiple now across the line where people on fixed incomes, they're being gouged out. That's a fact.
Oh, most definitely. And also, John, what we can see now, like people, for example, who not on benefits, they having like lots of people coming who we didn't see before, like people whose mortgage now become from fixed to floating, all of a sudden they find themselves that they have to double pay for their house. That's put them in a situation when they definitely have no money left for to feed the family.
Yes, otherwise they'll be looking at a mortgagee sale. What about rentals? What have you noticed in the rental area?
Some of our people are in a housing New Zealand customer or Kangaroo customer, and some are privately renting. Obviously, majority of people have situation where multiple families are living, which is causing to different issues such as infections and illnesses because overcrowded situation. Still, by the time they pay their rent, because of and utilities, they're struggling. They're struggling to have anything else.
Yeah. So the issue that we've got here is that a lot of Kiwis don't understand. A lot of people just don't understand. When you say multiple people living in houses, how many and in how many bedrooms?
Well, we have families that, for example, mother and father and their immediate children who are married and the other little family will live in a garage.
Right. And then the garage is not habitable or not up to standard?
It would be not up to standard, and therefore they will be experiencing other effects such as illnesses.
Yeah,
trying to hit garage.
Yeah. Well, look, hey, we're just trying to get our head around what the poverty poverty does a lot of things to our people, and it's not because poor people are bad people, is it?
No, poor people, no, definitely not. Most of our people are your usual lovely, beautiful people. They just have a larger families. Their income cannot possibly cater for living in the nowadays.
Yeah, well, you know, certain parts of our community demonize folk that you serve. That's another way to put it, isn't it? Like they want unemployment up to drive wages down. That's an economic view that we've got overemployment in the country and needs to go up to at least 5%. What do you say about those sorts of advocates?
Well, I strongly disagree with that because I cannot see how losing income will help people at all.
Yeah, well, here's the thing about common sense. When certain people from a certain part of town are telling you that you and me are at odds, and just don't understand economics, I'd beg to differ with that. And making people unemployed when the mental impact of taking the money away from a person by sacking them is quite significant.
You see, John, I understand that government trying to control inflation and increasing OCR rate on its own not going to help because it's just going to make prices higher and therefore family in need will be struggling even more. Already struggling people will be struggling even more. People who were okay now will be paying more interest. Businesses will not be able to provide as much opportunities and employment for other people, and it's just not a good idea to keep increasing OCR, right?
Yeah, the OCR is set by the Reserve Bank, and we all get that. But I think its settings are 35 years old from Rogernomics. And what we've got to do is have another national conversation about whether such a crude and brutal tool of lifting OCR is the only tool in the toolbox. Because the net impact of it, it savages poorer people immediately. The feed through is immediate, and I suspect that's what you're saying, is it?
Yes, definitely. I can see how people struggling more and more. That's why I'll have 30% more people coming through to get help.
Yeah. No, well, look, you're doing the good Lord's work. So, goodness, it is. But what, you know, what keeps you going, or what keeps us going out here is that it's better to give than to take, and it's better to help than not help people.
That's very true.
Yeah, and so I just want to give a big mihi to you, Lara, and you and your team out there. For doing great work amongst the South Auckland Māngere community. And thank you very much for coming on this evening. So, haroa kia koe. Kia ora.
Kia ora, John.